Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
There is little doubt that most indigenous cultures perceive their connectivity to and place on the landscape very differently than modern society. The relationship was knowledge to the point of intimacy with the geography of their lives. Such wisdom was, and in many cases remain, critical for survival. Knowing and labeling the places where fish concentrated, where the enemy lurked, where refuge could be found in the time of flood was essential. Anthropologists have noted that some groups developed an ordered procession of place names, similar to a succession of ancestral names or genealogy. Each list is termed a topogeny. Oral recitation of topogenies was a way to maintain and pass along critical information to successive generations. We have no way of knowing what a translated Native American topogeny along a Louisiana bayou might have sounded like. Surely it would have morphed during the thousands of years of prehistoric occupation. We can, however, for the sake of example, create a historic topogeny. For Bayou Darbon, beginning at its confluence with the Washita River and paddling 27 miles upstream to the dam, the list could include the mouth of Bayou Darbon, White's Ferry, Dry Slough, Nelson Slough, the Wreck of the Rosa B, Long Reach, Catfish Slough, Gum Cutoff, Cook's Woodyard, Whiskey Still Slough, Dakota Slough, Cross Bayou, Boggy Bayou, Little Shudrup Bayou, The Willow Hole, Big Shudrup Bayou, Steamboat Hole, Holland's Bluff, Long Slough, Eagle Lake, Old Mill, Lake Drain, The Wreck, Rocky Branch, Turkey Bluff, Meek's Landing, Francis Creek, Rugg's Bluff, and finally the Lake Darbon Dam. Some of the listed features are obvious, while others, like the steamboat wreck sites, are impossible to discern without prior knowledge of events that occurred many years ago and that was passed along by word of mouth. Similar elements would likely have existed in a prehistoric topogeny of the same bayou.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.